Hello? Hello? It is very hot today. I think today we're reaching like 90, 92 degrees or something. Yeah, very warm weather today. Anyways, welcome back everyone to WMUC Digital College Park. This is Underwave, 8 p.m. on Thursday, like always. And today we got some funky music, some nice funky songs that we'll get more into later. But first, we have to play our PSA. So today we'll play Best Buddies with Best Buddies Friendship Walk for our PSA today.
Out on Saturday, May 3rd, when there will be hundreds of people of all ages on the University of Maryland College Park campus for the Best Buddies Maryland Friendship Walk. The mission of Best Buddies is to create opportunities for one-on-one friendships, meaningful employment, and leadership development for people with and without intellectual and developmental disabilities. Participating in this walk will help raise funds to further this mission. For more information about this great event and organization, search Best Buddies Friendship Walk Maryland online. And remember, it's more fun to walk with a friend.
Thank you, Best Buddies Friendship Walk. And so anyways, for our music today, we are going to be playing a mix of a lot of different genres. A lot of them don't really have a name except for just what they are, because a lot of the songs that I'll be playing today are fusion songs, genres, or songs that fuse a lot of different genres together. So first I'll be playing a song by Sultan of the Disco, which is one of my favorite Korean indie bands. They have really fun, nice, funky sounding songs. This one is a newer song that released recently. It's called Wee-e-e-e-e. I think there's four, featuring Black Nut. But yeah, give this song a listen and we'll dive into our more interesting songs in the playlist.
Don't ever 그렇게 잘났니? 무슨 말이 그렇게 많은지 사람들이 널 피하는지 아직도 모르는 거니
That was a little sneak peek of the next song. But yeah, so that was We by Sultan of the Disco and Black Nut. One of the reasons why I really like this band is because they do a really good job of mixing like disco with a lot of different musical elements that you would find from other songs. Like, for example, this song, it had disco, but it also had a bit of like electro funk pop with some rapping, so it's got some hip-hop elements too. But I also really like the really strong 2-4 rhythm in the bottom, because it kind of reminds me of Korean trot music, which is what we will be working towards in this playlist. So in order to kind of make this connection from Korean indie band music to Korean trot music, I wanted to continue that kind of funk upbeat feeling. So we're going to be going into three different artist groups. First is ADG7. The song is called Less Dance. And after that, we have Bird by Inalchi, and then followed by Chudae Chagis, called Hose. Their song is called Hose by Chudae Chagis. So these three artist groups, they're kind of similar, or I think they are kind of similar in the same similar strain, in that they kind of make music that is very upbeat, but it carries elements of Korean pansori, which is a traditional genre of Korean traditional folk music. And especially Inalchi, they very explicitly define themselves as like a modern form of pansori. And the reason why they say that is because they mix in a lot of talking and like kind of less their voices and like the music they sing has a very different characteristic to them. Like, it's not like they have these harmonies and melodies like in the songs like you would find in Western pop music, but usually they have a bass and a drum that just repeats over and over and over, while the singers just talk throughout, while the instrumentals just have this steady pulse going underneath, which is very reminiscent of pansori, where you would have a singular drummer just drumming a steady beat while the main singer would tell the story, because pansori was originally a form of storytelling. So Inalchi tries to emulate that with modern instruments. But yeah, the other two, ADG7 also has a similar vibe to Inalchi, and Hose has, I could notice some of that pansori elements. But that's enough talking. I think it would be best if you guys could listen to it for yourselves. So this is, those three songs that I just mentioned coming up.
Thank you. 마귀 기러기 큰 부리 집이 갈매기 방울새 홍방울새 검은눈 사막담새 솔새사 좀 거둔 솔새 검은머리 울대새 햇빛새 제두릉이 바위종다리 성게개미 식구엉이 호사두유 붉은머리 호목눈이 솔개참내 감독구리 노랑부리 저새 가면 올빼미 날아든다
방조 불턱 쳐 구부져 방울이 끈적 건너 평포
I think I really liked the songs that we played just now, and I wanted to kind of comment on a couple of them. Specifically, let's start with Inaichi's Bird. So this song is actually part of is an original soundtrack for a Korean drama called Jeongnyeon, The Star Is Born. And what is cool about this drama is that it is based off of a webtoon that is about, it's historical fiction, and it takes place in South Korea in the 1950s, and it surrounds a main character who enters the world of Gukguk, which is, I guess, similar to opera. So it's like Korean opera, and basically a lot of the pansori artists or like singers in towns, as South Korea was becoming more industrialized, the entertainment industry also began to shift and began to create forms of entertainment that were closer to the rest of, so like having theaters and having record players. And so instead of having very local singers and entertainers limited to your town, now you can go to a stage, go to a theater, and become a superstar for the entire nation. And so in the 50s, when Korean film wasn't as developed, the main cultural kind of celebrities wore these theater actors who were mainly women. So the reason for this is that Gukguk is traditionally by women, and a lot, which is interesting because with pansori, which is like traditional singing, there is a good mix of men and women because it is considered a skilled craft. But for Gukguk, I will need to do more research on why it was just mostly women and actresses acting in it. But I believe it is a similar phenomenon that was seen in Chinese cinema in the early, in like the 50s and 60s, when film was becoming like slowly rising through kind of the branches of entertainment, a lot of male actors and men shifted industries. And so they went to the new industry that was movie, cinema, film, and that left opera with mainly women actors and women actresses. And also there's this taboo that a woman shouldn't be displaying public signs of affection with a man on stage, and so often they would just have another actress or another woman play the role of a man on stage to keep things modest, I guess. So I suspect that was also what had happened, what was going on with the Korean theatrical plays in the 50s. But yeah, once cinema and film became bigger in South Korea, the theatrical prestige kind of went down along with it. But it's super cool that there is a webtoon and also a Korean drama about the kind of forgotten history of South Korean entertainment that was really spearheaded by women at the time. And then also, I also wanted to point out with the song Hose by Chudae Chagis. Hose is a Korean word that means like to bluff, kind of, you have a bluff. But more importantly, I wanted to point out that the lyrics in the song were using a Jeju dialect. So the Jeju dialect is really distinct from other dialects, other regional dialects in Korea, because they have a lot of different words that aren't used on the rest of the peninsula. And Jeju Island was originally its own separate country before the more recent dynasties. So there was also a lot of distinctive cultural elements to the Jeju dialect and the Jeju language. And linguistics and researchers are finding that it developed independently. But anyways, it is a dying dialect and there are less and less people who know how to speak it. So I thought it was really cool that there was a song that uses the Jeju dialect in its music. And so if you're looking for like an artist who incorporates a lot of ethnic, like their ethnic cultural heritage into their music and makes it into their own kind of genre, check out Chudae Chagis. They're not super well known, but you know, this is a very strong recommendation to check out their music if you really like what you're hearing today. But anyways, that was a kind of a long tangent. We'll go on into the next two songs. The first song is a remake of a traditional song called Saranga, which means love song, and it's part of a long 6 to 7 hour South Korean folk play. But this is covered by Go Young-yeol, who is trained in Korean traditional music. And you'll see this trend with Korean traditional music artists is that they usually go to school and they go to university and they major in Korean traditional music. But because Korean traditional music, you can't just sell it on its own. Usually they will either go into like a band and kind of find a way to modernize the sounds of Korean traditional music like we saw or we heard in the past three songs, or they will kind of alter the traditional songs that we already know into a more dramatic style of it. So we have Go Young-yeol followed by Song Soo-hee, who I've mentioned a lot on this show recently, but she is also one of the singers that have kind of started out as a traditional folk singer, but then she developed her own genre that is not Korean traditional music, but her singing vocal techniques are still from Korean traditional music. But yeah, first we have Love Song by Go Young-yeol, followed by Not a Dream by Song Soo-hee. I'm getting flashbacks to last time when all of a sudden YouTube Music was not working with me. So fingers crossed that doesn't happen today. Hopefully it plays the right song this time.
Thank you. 보자 이만큼 오너라 앞태를 보자 아장아장 걸어라 걷는 태를 보자 빵그도 서라 이 속을 보자 아내도 내 사랑아
Yes, so that was Not a Dream by Song Soo-hee. And Hana's sitting next to me, and she made a comment about how the singer uses her voice like an instrument, and I feel like that was really true for this song and also the previous song, Love Song by Koo Young-yeol. And I think that is a characteristic of singers who went through training to sing Korean traditional music or like Korean traditional songs like bansori and minyo, which are like different genres of folk songs and different genres of Korean traditional songs, because with Korean traditional music it requires very controlled like vocal flips. I think that's what you call it when you switch from your chest register to like a head voice. I'm using my very limited knowledge from like middle school chorus, so don't quote me on this, but I think that is one kind of characteristic you can catch from across all of the five songs that we played so far, is that the singers will use a lot of techniques that we can't find easily in other regions and other forms of music. And so I feel like it's a really cool characteristic to notice when a singer switches from their chest voice to a head voice in a very controlled and musical way, and it's like not just an accidental vocal crack or like a voice crack that one might experience while reaching like a really high note. But anyways, most of these artists that we've played so far have like either majored in Korean traditional music in college, like they're, you can say they're classically trained, but like not Western classical music, but like Korean traditional music. And so they are like, you can tell they are skilled in their craft. But the whole like genre of Korean traditional music, of course, is still popular with the general public. Like it's still very well loved sound and type of music, especially with the popularization of from Korean theater to Korean film and Korean dramas, like historical dramas. Historical dramas were actually the first kind of K-drama that was allowed on Korean air and television, because it was deemed like educational content. So it wasn't like like the government didn't like judge it or like didn't categorize it as slop that the general public could consume. Like the Korean censorship government was like, oh, we can only broadcast things that are good for the well-being of our people. So historical dramas were the first to kind of go on air, become like long series, multi-episode K-dramas, and oftentimes they would incorporate traditional Korean music as their soundtracks. And so I think that helped kind of keep a general like love towards this type of sound and the kind of a retainment of Korean traditional folk music, even though a lot of it has been lost through like wars and colonialism. And so we have a singer named An Yeun. She first rose to fame through a show called K-Pop Star, which is a singing survival show or singing audition show, actually. She just auditioned and it was on TV. But she has a very unique voice, and a lot of her music kind of people say it sounds like music for like a traditional historical K-drama, like a historical K-drama, because it has those kinds of musical elements of traditional folk music. But she did not major in like Korean traditional folk music. She is just a composer who loves that kinds of sound, and her songs got widely popular with people who are trained in Korean folk music, and it's popular with a lot of different audiences. She just really strikes a chord with her storytelling, her concept, and she's a very super, super cool artist. She has a very clear vision of what topics she wants to sing about. She does a lot of research into Korean folklore. She sings about Korean like ghosts and old story tales that a lot of people don't usually know about. But yeah, I find her music really cool. So this song is called The Red Knot by An Yeun, and the song after that is called
Sangsawa. It's called the Magic Lily. Also made by Anyen, but this one is covered by a Korean trot singer who won this TV show for trot. So he's a super popular trot singer who covered her song. But yeah, we have two Anyen songs coming up for you.
주면서도 다른 손은 가리고 사랑이 왜 이리 고된가요? 이게 맞는가요? 나만 이런가요? 고운 얼굴 한 번 못 보고서 이리 보낼 순 없는데 사랑이 왜 이리 아픈가요? 이게 맞는가요? 나만 이런가요? 하얀 손 한 번을 못 잡고서 이리 보낼 순 없는데
Sorry, my bad. I missed the pause button, so you guys got another sneak peek of the next song. But, so that was A Magic Lily, composed by An Yeon, sung by Im Yeong-un or Lim Yeong-gun, as the English letters read. But, okay, so back on topic, he is a Korean trot singer. That song itself was not a trot genre, but hopefully you could hear from his singing how he kind of does have the trot singer characteristic of having these really deep vibratos and like kind of that vocal flip of moving from the chest voice to the head voice. And to kind of briefly go over Korean trot history again, it's a new development of music in the 60s, 70s, when traditional folk singing was kind of going out of style, and singers were combining American jazz music and American ragtime music with pre-existing Korean songs and lyrics. And so trot was born with jazz instruments in the background. It has a lot of brass, or it started off with a lot of brass. Now it has a lot of synth and a lot more electronic sounds in it. But it's a genre that's widely popular with the elderly generation in South Korea, because it was the music that was their K-pop, that was their BTS in their time. So that is a genre of Korean music that has very characteristic sounds that incorporates elements of Korean traditional music with modern instruments, and originally has a ragtime feel, but it has developed into its own unique, distinct type of music. So Im Yeong-un is a trot singer. So next coming up is one of his colleagues. I'm calling him a colleague because he was also in that same survival show. I think he got second place. But this is Lee Chan-won, and he is going to sing a very famous trot song called Jinto Baegi. And then after that is followed up by Hong Jin-kyung, who is a female trot singer. She is going to sing her very famous song called Love Battery. But yeah, we'll finish the day off with South Korean trot songs, like we promised. So this is Jinto Baegi, followed by Love Battery.
Jinto Baegi, Jinto Baegi, Jinto Baegi. 있다면